Debbie Ngaruapaka is with us. And Debbie, thank you for joining us. I know there's been some trying times because your mama's ma wiwi, so karo haki akwe te tuine. Thank you for joining us today. Much love to you and your whānau at this time. Appreciate you spending a few moments with us on Pākehiwaha today. Debbie, tēnā koe.
Kia ora, morena.
Let's start there with ACT New Zealand First and all but National supporting the through to Select Committee anyway, this situation which will address the denial of citizenship for some Western Samoan citizens. That was way back in 1982. Can you just bring us up to speed with Te Pāti Māori's attitude here?
I think first of all, the dawn raids and the discrimination that our Samoan at Tangata Moana full stop received was a disgusting part of Aotearoa's history. And, this members' bill from Tiano was one of the many ways that we need to be able to address the history and make things right. So for Te Pāti Māori, I actually remember being in Samoa with Tiano when he was pulling his whakaro together for this members' bill. So it was obviously really easy for us to tautoko. With Labour, Greens and Te Pāti Māori, they were eight shy. And I have absolutely no doubt that there's been a lot of discussions and work in the background to at least to try and get the bill to select committee. And I certainly don't want to speak for the two parties, ACT and New Zealand First, but I think it is a well-known fact that Winston has connections and I think there's some relationship there that, that may have made it an easy decision for them. ACT, I think, is, I can't speak for them, but it was a good decision. It's just the second time, actually, that we've all landed with one of the other coalition partners to push something through. The other time was with the company director suggests not being advertised or promoted. So it actually really spins everything when you see everyone's made a decision. What's really poor is that National didn't support it. That's discriminatory for Carl that they didn't support this members' bill. So, it's...
Can we talk about the fast-track bill as well? Sorry to interrupt there. Because we know that TTR are trying to take advantage of this, and earlier today reminded that an outfit, I think it's called Chatham Rock Phosphate, also want to go through the fast-track consenting kaupapa. Is that fast-track bill all bad? We all know that the bureaucracy can stifle innovation and launch a new kaupapa like sea farms or for mussels or for fish or the like. But there's some nervousness out and about with the fast-track consenting processes that this coalition government are advancing. Talk with us about the good and, the bad, and also if there is there any good in this approach?
I think anything that proposes to put on existing environmental protections is bad. Absolutely, bureaucracy is a pain. And we all know when we've been trying to do papa kainga projects and we've been able to do iwi with some of the relationships, I've had to go in and do one-on-one relationships. We have that in Taranaki with our councils to make sure that things happen efficiently and effectively. So those are relationships that can be already done. But fast track is putting on hold any ability to have the minimum of environmental protections. And let's be honest, for us as tangata whenua, some of that's not good enough now. So the fact that we're having to now, we can now have a shortcut process and lobby various ministers. And again, there's an expert review, panel, whatever, made up from three ministers, which is Minister Bishop, Simeon Brown, and Shane Jones. And at the end of the day, they can pull together, talk to iwi, talk to councils, but the reality is they can override that. And even if they did decide to err on the side of caution, Minister Bishop, as the Minister for Infrastructure, has the ultimate right, the ultimate say to override them. So if we look at that for the seabed mining kaupapa, who have won every court in Aotearoa, who has determined that it is not environmentally safe to progress, that it breaches Te Tiriti or Waitangi, we've got a new fast-track bills approvals bill, which overrides any existing court decisions, but worse, removes acknowledgement of our tiriti rights and interests. And I think that is the damaging part of this. So, yeah, we see, yeah, and it will take a very brave, bold person to approve something like seabed mining and justify why they think they know more than the 3, 4, 5, you know, court processes within the law of this land, including acknowledgement of our tiriti rights. So, yeah, I haven't seen anything that convinces me that it's anything but bad. And, of course, you know, you'll listen to the St. Joneses of the world who say we must be able to extradite, mining and milking the source of Mother Nature. But the reality is that the decisions that this government makes, and, you know, and there are a lot of them are politicians in the eve or the twilight of their career, are for the next generation, who I think, we should be making more competent decisions every day. And the fast track approvals bill completely removes any thought of the future.
The appointment of Tarawa lawyer David Tapsell to head that panel, do you think that was designed to placate Māori, and does it placate Te Pāti Māori?
No. I mean, look, I know David well, and I know some of the work. I'm part of an iwi that David did settlements for. That was in an era where there's lots of things that have been learnt since. David isn't widely known in an environmental space. He's known in a settlement space, in a tiriti space, but you know, the reality is that's often working for the Crown. So, and let's talk about that side of the partnership and how they've honoured their relationships with Tangata Whenua. We've got iwi that have settled that are expressing concern. I've met with Ngāti Toa, I've met with Taranaki iwi, and I'm seen and am very proud to be part of activating as many submissions against this bill, which ends, submissions closing date is the 19th of April. There are a lot of iwi whānau, rōpū that are getting submissions out and sharing templates. So again, if something's good for us all, if something's good for Aotearoa, and often if something's good for Māori, it's good for the whole of Aotearoa, why rush it? Why fast-track it? Why cut corners? Do a proper process, grow the proper protections, respect Te Tiriti, and then